This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. They had months to agree on a new contract and no dice. United Auto Workers are officially on strike as of midnight last night against Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis in a labor strike that could cost billions in lost economic activity. UAW President Sean Fain.
Good evening, UAW family. I'm going to be brief because time's of the essence. For the past 24 hours, we've been actively bargaining with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. For the first time in our union's history, we had all three companies bargaining right here at the Solidarity House, leading into the final hours of our strike deadline. We've been working hard, trying to reach a deal for economic and social justice for our members.
The United Auto Workers did pitch a counteroffer that UAW President Sean Fain described as insulting. President Biden's son Hunter Biden was criminally charged after efforts to reach a plea deal failed, leading to the first ever prosecution of a sitting president's child. The indictment filed yesterday by the U.S. District Court in Delaware charged three criminal counts related to making false statements in connection with the purchase of a firearm and illegally possessing the firearm during a drug addiction. Biden could face a maximum prison sentence of 25 years, although most experts believe it'll be less time if convicted because it's his first offense. President Biden's schedule for today has him leaving Washington, D.C. for Newcastle, Delaware at 6:25 p.m. Eastern. A new study from Gallup and Walton Family Foundation revealed Generation Z, those between the ages of 12 and 26, least trust the presidency, the news, and Congress. USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
NASA Director Bill Nelson is announcing a new Chief of UFO Research, or UAP, as they are now known.
The NASA Independent Study Team did not find any evidence that UAP have an extraterrestrial origin. But we don't know what these UAP are.
Nelson explained the results of an earlier independent study, which he says formed the basis for his decision to appoint a new director of UAP research at NASA. He says the research will be a genuine attempt to find answers and that NASA will be transparent about the process and its findings. Nelson explains what the director of UAP research is tasked with.
To analyze UAP, we will use AI and machine learning to search the skies for anomalies.
Riding your horse and drinking a beer at the same time is bad news in California.
A horseback rider in California arrested and charged with driving under the influence, or riding under the influence, after a California highway patrol spotted that person in the saddle with an open alcohol container. When the officer caught up with the rider, he said there was evidence the rider might have been impaired by alcohol. After an investigation, that rider arrested for a DUI. I'm Corey Myers.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in. Gosh, the majority of us believe we're on the wrong track. Good observation. So what does the right track look like? Well, you know, maybe Sunday, because Sunday is Constitutional Day. That might be a good start. If it's been a while since you've revisited or read the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, let me tell you, reserve that time. Make it an appointment, you know, to read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I guarantee you, you will be blessed. And it's Constitution Day, so it helps us remember from whence we came. And then you look at it in relationship to where we are, and you see, okay, how we are missing this. How our liberties? I mean, we are a nation built on laws that are to give us freedom. Well, we're not getting freedom these days. So what has happened? We've made some wrong turns along the way, and but the good news is there is remedy. It's right there in the Constitution. I think you'll be greatly encouraged. So don't lose heart. You know, it's like waking up one day and you go, oh, my gosh, I got 20 extra pounds on me. How did that happen? Well, it happened one day at a time. And it's like the same thing for us to get back on track. It's going to happen one day at a time. I have faith in you. I have faith in the American people. You cannot taste from the banquet table of liberty, and anything other than liberty, any other fruits, vegetables, anything that be, you know, bugs with protein or whatever it is, you know, once you've had the taste of liberty, there's nothing else to compare. And I believe that the American people en masse that are starting to wake up and get it will realize that we can take this back. John Fleetwood joins us now. John is the managing editor for American Faith. John, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, terrific. I'm encouraged, and you know, I think that the American people, as you and I have been reporting on consistently, that they're waking up. Maybe not our elected officials. I mean, because you hear their responses to some of this information about the impeachment inquiry, and it's like they've been on another planet. And I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Republicans, John, that aren't following the news, that it takes the chairs of these committees to go in and give them a report, and it's like they're hearing it for the first time, and you think, what the heck do you guys do for a living? I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, minding the store here, so to speak, and you're disinterested in something as critical as, the Biden brand, the pay for play. I guess maybe it's just so commonplace, John, that people go, well, it's no big whoop. We all do it. Everybody does it. So, this too will pass. He'll be okay. Well, you know, now they got his son on a gun charge. Probably. But that's okay. Joe will, he'll pardon him down the road. And, all will be well. Maybe, if Hunter ever sees the inside of a jail jumpsuit, it will be measured in minutes, certainly not by months or years.
Yeah, and I wonder how the left would react or the media would react if it were shown that Trump did the same thing. They've been trying to show for
well,
years.
You don't even have to imagine, John. You know what they would do. I mean, their heads are so exploding right now. They're just in glee. You've got these district attorneys. They're just so excited, that they're able to do a mugshot of Donald Trump and do that. But see, what they don't realize what they're doing is they're inflaming. And Hakeem Jeffries can call it, the MAGA Republicans, whatever he wants to malign it. I mean, that's their euphemism for deplorables, MAGA Republicans. These are fair-minded American people. They just want to live their lives. They want to work hard. They want to, rise according to the merits and effort that they put in. They want to live the American dream. This is what the American dream is all about. It's been hijacked, and people are realizing, oh my goodness, we have a lot more power than we realize. We don't have to accept, this junk that has been thrust upon us. We need to take this country back, be energy independent, do something about the poor people in our country, John, the low income people who are getting pulverized right now based on the policies of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. I mean, to me, this should be a fait accompli as far as I'm concerned. The Democrats have dug their own grave, jump into it, never to be seen again. That mindset and that kind of deleterious policy making that injures people without any conscience whatsoever. I mean, the pain that America is in right now, John, is just unfathomable. I feel, when you got 60%, John, over half the country living paycheck to paycheck, over $1 trillion in credit card debt, and that credit card debt isn't to go out and buy something fancy. It's just to pay for food, John. This is how bad this is.
Yeah, and I guess I should be more specific. It's not necessarily the left, because there are people on the left. I mean, I'm looking at a CNN poll. CNN is obviously partisan left, as most mainstream media outlets are. And they ran a headline, when was it, 7th, a little earlier this month. And the headline was, a majority of Americans believe Joe Biden, as VP, was involved with son's business dealings. So it's 61% of Americans, and that's coming from CNN. So the poll is skewed left to begin with, as most polls are.
Right.
And you've got them admitting, most Americans, that's including Democrats and Republicans. So I'm not pointing my finger at American Democrats. Really, the problem is this globalist deep state, because as we're seeing now, as we're living right now in this news cycle, and we will until something changes, if you get all Americans, Democrats and Republicans, united on something, it doesn't matter to the deep state and the people who are in control here, the mainstream, who are all run by these globalists and the deep state. They're going to keep pushing their narrative. And I think that's something for us to, you talked about the Constitution and this great document that talks about establishing a more perfect union and aiming high. And that's something to fight for, as you are and as I am, and something we can kind of all Americans kind of put our hands around, each other's shoulders and join together in. We're really not against, we're not fighting against the average American, and they want us to be fighting Democrats versus Republicans. That's not it. It's the deep state. It's the globalists. That's who we're
exactly. Doing. Well, that's how they capture control, is by dividing us. And the thing is just like Americans, just like the Chinese, and when I'm talking about Chinese, I'm talking about the communist, I'm talking the leadership, just like the Russians, just like, you can even, just go right down around the world. Fair-minded people, regardless of color, race, or creed, John, they just want to live. They want to live in peace. provide for their families. But unfortunately, it's the representation, the misrepresentation of the leadership that is taking over and misrepresenting. And I would say, sadly, I don't know in my lifetime that our country has been so greatly misrepresented. And maybe it's just that we're becoming more aware, if we really thought about it, what happened during the Vietnam era, how greatly we were misrepresented during that period of time, you know, through the 70s and 80s, after 9/11, you know, on and on, you know, the policies that went on, the things that the CIA and the FBI did in the background. Maybe it is a lot worse than we think. It's just that right now, John, our eyes are starting to open up and starting to see it as it is.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Pakistan are facing extreme religious persecution. A recent report revealed that aggressive crowds have been burning the homes of Christians and destroying church buildings. Unfortunately, this type of persecution is commonplace in many countries around the world. As this wave of violence continues throughout Pakistan and surrounding regions, many Christians are finding comfort in the global community of like-minded believers. The Tide Radio broadcast and other media outreaches connect listeners to the tangible body of Christ, providing prayer, encouragement, and support from around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan and other regions of the world where lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, we're We're back with you. John Fleetwood, managing editor for American Faith, continues with us. John, you're reporting on a city that just passed a resolution to ban COVID-19 mandates, did that proactively. I say that's a good move. I'd like to see more cities and states being proactive in terms of passing resolutions that protect our vote. But, hey, this is a start. You know, they see danger coming, and they're preempting anything that happened like what we experienced 2.5 years ago, especially in light of all the evidence that said all these mandates and everything that they proposed, they didn't work. And number one, number two, our good friend, and I count him as a friend now, Dr. Richard Bartlett, that you connected me with. What a great man. I mean, he's an exceptional individual. And he pointed out in our show this week, John, that, that you cannot affect an emergency authorization use when there is protocol that can resolve the problem. And there was proven protocol. And meanwhile, the government and the deep state and the bureaucracy went full force along with Big Pharma to get an EAU established that gave them the grounds to do all this craziness that we went through, hurting our kids and killing people, right?
That's right. Let me find it here. I actually helped Dr. Bartlett compile that document. This is what he was referring to, this FDA rule that it prohibits granting that EUA for experimental COVID-19 vaccines, because, as you guys talked about, budesonide works. This is from the FDA. In their documents, I'm quoting, it says that the FDA, quote, can use its emergency use authorization EUA authority under Section 564 of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to allow the use of unapproved medical products or unapproved uses of approved medical products to diagnose, treat, or prevent serious or life-threatening diseases when certain criteria are met. But this is including that, this is given that there are no adequate, approved, or available alternatives.
Right.
But budesonide, for example, is one of many, is an adequate, approved, and available alternative. And
right.
Bartlett explained on your show, you can give it to infants without batting an eye, and they're fine.
Right.
So it's safe, it's approved, it's been around for a long time. So yes, present and future production of COVID vaccines and or gene therapies, they have to cease and desist. The FDA is currently egregiously violating its own rules. And speaking of Bartlett, that's actually where he practices, in Odessa.
Odessa, Texas, yes.
Texas.
Right, yeah.
That's where they passed this resolution that prohibited these COVID-19 mandates. So you got that going on in Odessa, Texas. You got that happening in, of all places, California, in Huntington Beach. They've banned mandates on COVID-19 vaccines and masks. So I think as the pressure, some of these localities are wising up, and they're seeing, they're kind of, you know, licking their finger and putting it up in the wind, and they're saying, oh, I kind of see where this is going. You got, you know, the CDC head pushing vaccines. You got Biden pushing masks. And you can kind of see where this is heading into the next, quote unquote, flu season.
Right.
And these localities are starting to wise up. Huntington Beach.
Well, the people aren't, they're not going to put up with this anymore, John. The damage that they did to the kids, and then after everything is all said and done, you know, the vaccine that was supposed to keep us from getting COVID, it didn't, and then it was to ameliorate the effects. They were moving the goalposts constantly. You know, obviously, they didn't know what they were doing. You know, the research that you talked about last week with Pfizer, they do a little quick, study, and they present it as if it's, evidence that, this wasn't going to be, that the ill effects were going to be minimal, and of course we're hearing more and more of young people dropping dead suddenly. And even that information is being squashed. I think that Megyn Kelly, told her audience last week that here it is. I mean, she regrets getting the vaccine because now she has a heart condition, John, that the doctor told her, said, you're going to be living with this for the rest of your life. She's 51 years old. And and it's like she's got a time bomb within her body. And it's all because she was being a... thinking a good citizen, fair-minded, protecting others, bought into the narrative, that we all had to get vaccinated because we needed to protect grandma and all this good stuff that they, this fear-mongering.
I blame this on the media. I blame this on the media because that's where we get our information. And they don't talk about the fact that, Moderna just got approved. Yeah, but Moderna's own press release says that the new vaccine may not protect all vaccine recipients from COVID and that their vaccine only may be effective. It's like, are you kidding me? Why is that not being reported? Some of these headlines from some of these quote-unquote professional outlets like New York Times and Associated Press and Reuters, it's so misleading. They say that, these vaccines have been, fully approved and they're great and they're effective. And then you read it, they don't tell you how they're effective.
No, they're not.
They don't tell you how they're effective because they're not.
Well, and for them to say they've been fully approved, that's a lie. That is a flat-out lie. They, in fact, even in their own documentation, they don't say they're fully approved, right? So they're extrapolating their imagination and their narrative into this. This is what's so, additionally dangerous because, we're supposed to have, consent. They're supposed to be, knowledge and informed consent on this. And we haven't. What we've gotten is a propaganda consent, consent based on propaganda and narrative. And now we're finding this out. And John, I think down the road we're going to find out the damage that what has happened in terms of the biological engineering that we've done to our own bodies by taking this vaccine. That we're gonna find out that. There's not going to be an option on these boosters is that you're going to have to take them in order to ameliorate, some potential damage because of what you've already done to your biologics. Does that make sense?
Of course. And Trump, I'll vote for Trump. I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm going to encourage people to vote for Trump. I like him a lot. But, man, he's really got to wake up on this. I don't understand how he can... Or, his son go to these, Reawaken America events. I was at the one in Las Vegas. And it's absurd to me that he hasn't woken up to this. And I know he's not a health guy. He drinks the Diet Coke and whatever. And, he's probably not doing tons and tons of cardio from looking at him. And you're not a health guy. Why are you pushing this vaccine so much? You're seeing all the problems with it. And he's being careful now with the way that he talks about it. I saw that interview, this clip with him and Megyn Kelly. He was asking him about the side effects, and he's very careful in how he praises Operation Warp Speed and how he praises the vaccine. He says, even the Democrats say I did a great job. Operation Warp Speed and got, but he brags.
Yeah, you see, you got to be honest about it, John. I agree with you, and I think this is disingenuous. And this is sometimes is the rub that you have with Donald Trump is that there's no room for him to accept that he made a mistake, or that he would have done something different. I understand. Look, I thought he responded. There was a lot of concern that was whipped up by the media and the left and everything that, we had to do something. And what did he do? I mean, he went into Operation Warp Speed at every level. I mean, we find out the cupboards are bare. Obama had emptied out the cupboards, just like Bill Clinton had emptied out the war chest for the military before 9/11. So here it is. You got a Democrat in charge. They empty out the cupboards, and now we need PPE. We need ventilators. And Donald Trump, he's working with Detroit to build out all these respirators and everything like these ventilators. I mean, that's leadership. Did a great job, and based on the information he had, he moved forward. And thinking that Big Pharma and these people were allies and he found out that they're not really allies to him or the American people. Or it would have been a different story. I agree 100% with you. I think you're right on that. John Fleetwood, thank you, sir.
Back to school season is here, and whether your kids are already back in the classroom or soaking up the last few days of summer, this is the perfect time of year to work with your teens to set guidelines for social media. With new tools from Instagram, parents can support their teens to have positive, supportive experiences on social media. Quiet Mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries. On Instagram, encourage regular breaks from scrolling with take a break. Turn on hidden words, and comments and DMs containing emojis, words, or phrases selected by your teen will be hidden. Teens can use restrict to protect themselves from bullies without them ever knowing. Dana Geldbert is head of global policy programs at Instagram.
Our Family Center helps families and teens build balanced online habits. With supervision tools, parents can help their teens use settings like daily time limits and be notified if a change is made to those settings.
For more information, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
USA News Update. They had months to agree on a new contract and no dice. United Auto Workers are officially on strike as of midnight last night against Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis in a labor strike that could cost billions in lost economic activity. UAW President Sean Fain.
Good evening, UAW family. I'm going to be brief because time's of the essence. For the past 24 hours, we've been actively bargaining with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. For the first time in our union's history, we had all three companies bargaining right here at the Solidarity House, leading into the final hours of our strike deadline. We've been working hard, trying to reach a deal.
A new study from Gallup and Walton Family Foundation revealed Generation Z, those between the ages of 12 and 26, least trust the presidency, the news, and Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Welcome to the show, and we got a real treat for you. Jose Hernandez. Yes, he is the inspiration of a fun, new, family-inspiring film, A Million Miles Away, which is going to be launching globally on Prime Video on September the 15th. And he's here to tell us about his experience as a NASA flight engineer who went from the fields of the San Joaquin Valley to outer space. And it all started with a dream, right, Jose?
That's correct, Bill. It started with a dream and a loving family that allowed me, nurtured me so that I can turn that dream into reality.
Well, this is incredible. I mean, we hear stories of people, you know, breaking the ceiling. I mean, you busted wide open. You go all the way to outer space to break the ceiling, right?
That's right. We crossed the Kármán line, which is the official border of atmosphere and space, and we busted the Kármán line.
Well, you know, for you, here it is. I mean, to be accepted in NASA, you're talking the top 1% of the 1%. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, here you are, you have a dream, and you have to resist the naysayers and people that don't want you to realize your dream. But like you said, your loving family, your own constitution, kept you going to apply for NASA, some 10 times over a 12-year period?
It was actually 12 times over a 13-year period.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Excellent. But nonetheless, I mean, you're there, and then finally you get to that pivotal moment, which, you know, I've seen in the movie, where you just let them know, hey, yeah, you know, if I need to come back next year, I'm coming back, but, I want a shot, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And that's when I was invited to do a full week-long interview process as other shortlist candidates. I think it's 100 of us.
Wow.
And from that 100, you know, 14 of us got selected.
Wow. How incredible is that? Jose, as you were going through this experience, I mean, what kept your faith? What kept you going?
Well, it's what I tell people a lot is that you got to enjoy the journey to your destination.
Yes.
It's okay to have a lofty destination, as long as you're enjoying the journey. And in my particular case, I knew I had to go to college. I knew I had to go to graduate school. I knew I had to get a job, in a place that NASA respected. So I worked at a premier research facility and I had a great paying job, Bill. So, I was enjoying the journey. I was telling myself each time I got rejected, sure, was I disappointed? Yeah, absolutely. But then I propped myself back up and I said, look, what's the worst thing that could happen if you never went and never get selected? You got a great paying job. You got a graduate degree. You became a pilot. You learn how to scuba dive. You learn a third language. And so it's the consolation prize wasn't so bad, Bill. So that's the way I looked at it. I looked at the glass half full.
Right, exactly. And, in the movie, it talks about the support of your wife. I think a lot of wives are going to appreciate that part of the story. Explain that to our audience, if you would.
Yes, that was very important to me that the efforts of our family got recorded in this, because this was a journey not of one individual, but a journey of a family, of a community that sort of had my back and helped me at key points. My wife being one of them, when I got rejected for the sixth time and I was ready to give up on the dream, she asked that simple yet profound question, what do they have that I don't have?
Exactly.
And so that's when I found out that day, the astronauts that got selected, they were pilots. They were scuba divers. They knew multiple languages. And so I knew I had a lot more work ahead of me. And so we decided to invest in myself and acquire those traits. And sooner or later, NASA took note and I got selected as part of the 19th class of NASA astronauts.
Yeah. How cool, you know, in terms of a family victory to realize that it took a team, and team members of your family to come together and inspiration. I like even what one farm worker had said to you, and having had experience working on the farms, there's a lot of wisdom out there that people don't understand.
Right.
But I can look back in my life and working fields, you know, picking lemons and strawberries. That was one of the worst jobs I ever had, by the way, picking strawberries.
Yes.
You got little strawberries, big box. And you pick them forever, and that big box never gets filled, Jose.
I'm
telling you, right?
You know it.
But you got the wisdom of a farm worker who tells you, says, hey, this may be where you are right now, but it doesn't necessarily have to be your future, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. My father was the one that said that. He said, hey, you're never going to change your past, but you can change your future.
Right.
What is it going to be? More of this? Or do you want to move forward in life? And of course, I chose the latter.
Right.
I didn't want to be a farm worker all my life. So that's why I chose education.
So here it is. I mean, you're kind of living the dream again. I mean, what this for you, came to a head in 2004, and now here we are almost 20 years later, and you got Michael Pena playing your role. By the way, was he okay? Did he do an okay job, or do you want to just be critical of his poor performance or anything like that?
No, he did great. He did great. Michael Pena is a great actor.
Yeah, he is.
A great professional. He did his homework. He studied me. That personality you see up there, that sense of humor you see up there, that's me. He studied me. So he got me down to a T. So Michael did an incredible job.
Yeah, I think, people are going to love this movie. They're going to be inspired, especially the young kids, because, Jose, it was like, for me, when I got into broadcasting, there weren't a lot of Hispanics in L.A. radio at the time, okay? I was privileged enough to break the ceiling in Los Angeles radio. And my breaking the ceiling opened the door for a lot of young Latinos same thing, to realize that, hey, broadcasting wasn't something beyond their reach. They could do that. And this is what you've done in terms of outer space. You've made it a reality. You have broken ground, for the next generation to follow your lead.
I hope that's the case. I hope that's the case because, I'm hoping to make a STEM career cool.
And, well, in a way, why not? Exactly.
Exactly. And so I'm hoping to encourage lots of kids to enter and consider a career in STEM.
Well, Jose, I know you're excited about the movie. This is great. Again, you get to relive the dream on the big screen. This has just got to be amazing, not only for you, for the family, all your friends, and even those that knew you when you were a little boy, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. I'm just hoping that this movie, which is going to, it's been shown in over 240 countries.
Wow.
It's going to motivate hundreds of millions of people because we're exposing this story to that many people. And I'm hoping that, this message of, it's okay to dream big as long as you're willing to work hard. And here are the recipe to success, including perseverance, that, you're going to be able to reach your own dream.
Yeah, regardless of background, it doesn't matter. Like your dad
exactly.
said, the future's up to you, right?
Exactly. And it doesn't matter where you start. It matters where you point yourself to and how do you get there. So enjoy the journey.
Exactly. Well, we're going to have our audience be well aware. It's an enjoyable ride, a fun, new family, inspiring movie. A Million Miles Away, it launches globally on Prime Video on September the 15th. And it's the true story of Jose Hernandez. And Jose, I know people are going to be blown away and they're going to be greatly inspired. Thank you so much for the story and for bringing it to us.
No problem. And just do a little Easter egg hunt there because I make a cameo. So look for me appearing on the movie and A Million Miles Away. Like you said, Bill, don't miss it because it's a heartwarming family story that's going to inspire you.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Jose. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks a lot, buddy. Take care. Okay.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control
control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Along with us for the ride. Hope you're having a great day. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. He's the director of PluggedIn.com. Hey, buddy, how are we doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Today's a good day. We got some good movies coming out.
We do.
Like I was just talking with Jose Hernandez, you know, the NASA engineer himself who went up into the skies, and I mean from the San Joaquin Valley picking fields to outer space. What a great story.
It's a great story, and the movie version is called A Million Miles Away, and it's on Prime Video as of today. And, you know, though, we often lament, well, maybe lament's too strong, observe, note, critique, pick your verb, the fact that Hollywood sometimes tells stories that we're not crazy about their worldview for one reason or another. Maybe they make light of something. Maybe they're preaching a woke message. This is not one of those stories. This is a straight-up inspirational story about, you know, a Hispanic son of migrant farm workers who, I mean, he's about as unlikely a candidate to become an astronaut as anybody you could imagine, I mean, with reason. And this is the story of his absolute tenacity in pursuing this dream. He got turned down by NASA, what, 12 times, I think, or 11?
Yeah, 12. He went 13 times on 13th time. Lucky 13, he got in.
Lucky 13. And it's a remarkable story. And not only that, I mean, sometimes the problem with true stories is they're so gritty that the part that's inspiring gets, you know, buried beneath a layer of junk. It's not that either. This is a PG movie, and we don't see very many of those these days. Excuse me. Other than just a handful of mild profanities, there's really no content here at all to speak of.
Yeah, it is truly 100% inspiring. you know, what it means, you know, especially in a culture today where we're having, you know, it's an interesting time right now that we're having a discussion over meritocracy. But, you know, yeah. Merit works. And this really stands in the face of people's theories and, you know, ideas of you know, what it's about to achieve a dream. What's it worth to you? I mean, if you have a dream, and like for him and his family, his wife, I mean, you know, like they had that moment in the movie, and we just, you know, finished having our conversation with Jose, and, you know, and his wife asked him the question, you know, just, what do they have that you don't have?
Right.
You know, what is it? And so, you know, he investigated, realized, well, they got more education. They're pilots. They have been tested in the water. They can swim and all these things. They speak multiple languages. Well, guess what? That was now the new objective for Jose and his family. If he was going to realize his dream, then he had to, you know, get some education. He needed to learn a language. I think he knows three languages now. He had to learn how to fly, you know, and they were all in because, you know, all that stuff is not cheap, as you know. I mean, you know, playing, you know, paying for flight lessons and all that. But that's what gets you. That's what it takes to rise up from the picking fields of the San Joaquin Valley in California to outer space a million miles away.
Yeah, I mean, it's a remarkable story, and I love what you had to say about meritocracy because it has, at least in some corners of the mainstream culture these days, it has come under fire. And even, you know, my son's 16, he's taken the SATs, he's getting ready to, you know, think about college. We're trying to figure that out. And he's like, well, you know, the entrance exams don't really mean much anymore because they've decided that they're racist and we can't depend on them. I mean, it's crazy, Bill, where we have gotten to. And, you know, do you want a doctor or a pilot or an accountant or, you know, pick your technical professional who, you know, they gave him a participation trophy. You know, if that guy's doing surgery or flying my plane, I don't really want somebody who got the we're glad you showed up trophy, you know. And I think this story shows that determination and the work ethic, right? I mean, I think one of the unintentional byproducts of technology, and I'm making a huge leap, and you can argue with me if you want, is it's undermined our work ethic because we just want that next hit of dopamine. We just want the next escape. We just want to, you know, have my me time where I'm focused on my screen. And I'm as guilty as anybody. I mean, I'll sign up for that trophy as well. I've earned it. But, man, teaching our kids the value of hard work, it seems to be increasingly a countercultural thing. And movies like this, I think, they give us an opportunity to talk about that with our kids.
Exactly.
A movie that you could watch with your kids.
Right. Well, there is this spirit of mediocrity that I refer to that has pervaded our culture. And it lowers the bar and everything. Like you say, a performance trophy, you just, it's okay for you to show up. But the fact of the matter is the statistics are still there, Adam, is that, look, if you want to be successful, if you show up for work every day on time, you are in the top 10% of the U.S. labor force.
Right.
Something as basic as just showing up for work on time, you're in the top 10%. Okay? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, you're in the top 5%.
Yep.
Think about that. If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, actually set out to do it, you're in the top 3%. If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, actually accomplish it, you're in the top 1% of the U.S.
Well, you know what? I feel like I've done all those things today, so I can call it a day at this point, right?
Exactly. Yeah, just call Jim. Call Jim up. Get him on the extension. Say, hey, Martinez says it's okay, man. I'm here. In fact, I even showed up early, so I get to leave early. Yeah, and I did have an idea of what I was going to do, because job one was I had to talk to Martinez, I had to put up with him. So.
Exactly. It actually was the first thing on my list. Actually, you were the third thing on my list. I do a bunch of interviews on Friday. But anyway, I don't want to make you feel bad, because, you know, third place is still pretty good. You know, I think
not for somebody who's a winner. No, don't even put it like that. Now I'm not going to sleep at night. Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate you.
Well,
I'll only take number three because three is one of my favorite numbers because it reminds me of the Holy Trinity. Okay, I'll put it in that context. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Still get a bronze medal. You know, one of our jokes in our family, and you guys may cringe at this, but I say, you know, the guy who wrote the saying, "It doesn't matter whether you win or lose, but how you play the game." Yeah, he was a loser because it was right there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I
think that culturally we're really trying to inculcate that value of hard work. Mm-hmm. And it is an upward battle in our culture.
Well, the deal is you know, it only seems that way. I got to say this, Adam, because instinctively with kids – you know, it's so funny because, you know, my grandson, he's playing soccer, right? And so they tell these kids, we don't keep score. You know, we don't keep score. We just go out there and we're just having a fun time. We're just kicking the ball around, do all that. Uh-uh. The kids know what the score is. Because after the game's over, the kids, hey, we kicked your butt 5. Well, you're not supposed to keep. Well, you know, we did. And you lost.
So I saw an article this week. I'm now totally free associating, but we're still in the same general territory. Did you see the article in the Wall Street Journal that the word feedback is now apparently going away because feedback might make somebody feel bad and that the replacement word is feed forward? We don't want to focus on what we've done in the past. We want to focus on the future. And I thought, what a bunch of gobbledygook.
Exactly.
You know? How do you get better unless you have somebody critiquing you, if you have somebody setting goals, if you have somebody pushing you to strive, and, you know, we're in this context where people are saying even those sorts of expressions of virtue are somehow racist. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Well, look,
ridiculous thing.
It is because the thing is, you see, people are trying to create a boo-boo-less world. You know, life is boo-boos. You go out there, you get scraped up, you get a boo-boo, and you learn from it, okay? And you get these people somehow think, and I think this is where we misserve our kids, is that we overprotect them. We don't want to see them be in pain, and so we go and we rescue them.
Coddle them.
Yeah, and it's hard. I get it. I'm guilty as charged on this level. And, you know, so I see it in myself and I see it in the culture. And I think, wow, you know, we've got to let people go and fall down and scrape up their knees. And, you don't have to be there to keep them from falling down. You just need to be there with a Band-Aid. That's why Band-Aids were created, right?
Right. That's exactly right. And to be a voice of encouragement and, you know, sorry for the people who don't like the word feedback. You know, to ask the question, well, what didn't work here? You know, can we learn from this? Is there something that we need to do differently? And also to offer grace, right? It's not just about performance. It's about, you know, sometimes when you take a swing, it's a foul tip. You know, you may make contact, but the ball's out of play. Let's get up to bat and do it again. I know I'm throwing metaphors in all over the place here, but we don't quit and we don't say, you know, we're going to let you hit off a tee because hitting a pitch is too hard. No,
that's
we're going to play the game.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Well, because in the experience of life, that's what we do. We bring, you know, bring Band-Aids, okay?
Yes.
And and that's how you learn. You fall down, you scrape them up. And you put a Band-Aid on, you get up, only to do it again, you know. And, you know, to me, that's the joy and the experience of life. And, I think we need to apologize to the kids. Say, look, we're sorry. We're sorry that we muted your boo-boos. Go out there, you know, and even if it does, require an arm being broken or an appendage, you know, out of joint or a little bit. It's just like, hey, you know, it's okay. God created us as walking miracles, and it's amazing how the body will heal and what you'll learn, you know, from that experience, right?
That is exactly right, Bill.
But meanwhile, I get it, Mom, Dad. We're basket cases. the observation of our kids going out there and living life. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.